The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. Y'all ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. This is an injury show. This is our inaugural show, our initial show. Welcome here on KOA to the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. What is an injury show? We're going to be explaining that to you. What do we do? What do we talk about? But first, a little bit about us so you'll know us. We are injury attorneys. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado, and we have over 35 years of experience helping injured victims put their lives back together again, helping them families, but more importantly, giving them information, educating them, and that's what this show is about, to educate you and teach you about injury subjects, because when you've been injured, you're always in a fight against the insurance company, always. They have a strategy. They have their own legal game plan. You need a strategy. You need to understand the playing field, the rules, how it works behind the scenes, behind the curtains. That's what Bell and Pollock does. We've been doing injury shows literally for years, and we have injury shows that air on the weekends in a variety of stations here in the Denver area, and we also have our injury shows air in the mountain towns. We have four stations up there that airs our injury shows as well. Also, we have a live talk show. It's on Saturday morning at 7 o'clock in the morning. It's on the AM dial, 630 AM KHOW. You can listen to that show. That's a call-in show. That's a live call-in show. We've been doing that show for years. That show on KHOW is designed to answer your questions, solve your problems on any legal subject, even though we're injury attorneys. This show right here is to cover injury subjects. And so, you know, Brad, we've been doing these shows for a long time. We cover different injury subjects. Why don't we give everybody a little bit of flavor of what kind of subjects we cover? We usually deal with car accidents, but we deal with all kinds of trauma.
Well, there's a number of ways you can get hurt as a result of negligence of others. You can have slip and falls. You can have the hit. You can have injuries that occur from different types of crashes and the different ways they occur. You can be injured in recreational activities. There's a number of ways you can be hurt, and we talk about whether or not you can get compensated and try and put your life back together as a result of being injured due to the negligence of another, due to somebody's inappropriate act or inaction. You know, sometimes it's not the act that causes the problem. We oftentimes think of the car crash where somebody runs into you, but we can also think of the failure to remove ice and snow from a sidewalk, the failure to make a condition safe when you've invited people onto your property. We can talk about the failure of people to properly operate their vehicles all the time, and these lead to injuries. And when somebody's been injured, it changes their lives. And when it changes their lives, there's a need to try to do something to get them back to normalcy as much as possible. There's a lot of attorneys who are doing this. We're not the only ones. We are the only ones who, rather than just get on and say, hire me, and look at this great stuff, we try to educate you, to have you understand what everybody's doing and what the process is all about. Now, do we believe you need an attorney when you're going through these processes? Yes, you do. You need a lawyer to help you, and we can talk about that at some point, over the fact that the insurance companies, their people, their adjusters, their people that they hire to deal with these things are highly trained. And you would expect it that way. And anybody out there would be thinking, that's probably right. They are highly trained. And, you know, you wouldn't expect a person to walk in to an insurance company adjuster's office, sit down, start taking calls from their own insureds and from people who've been injured without any training. But yet you're picking up the phone and talking to them without training.
Right. And, you know, we've preached many times that you need to understand the rules. You need to have the information. And that's one of the main reasons we do this show. And we've been doing injury shows, as I said at the top of the show, for many years, probably over 15 years, and we've been on a variety of stations on the weekends, and we're so glad to have a new home here on KOA 850 AM to teach you, educate you about injury subjects. So if you want to join our other show on Saturday morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, 6:30 KHOW, that's a live talk show. We talk law. It's not a political show. We don't do political shows. We talk law. But that being said, we have talked law, a lot of different subjects. And just to give you an idea, on the K-House show, we've talked about the United States Constitution. We've talked about First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights, and we've talked about Fourth Amendment rights. And we've talked about things as you don't normally hear in the news, like Sixth Amendment rights, how the first ten amendments apply to the states through the United States Constitution. We've talked about gun law. We've talked about controlling interests in the states. And so that's the Saturday morning show. This show is an injury show. You know, another flavor, Brad, that we can give people here an idea of what the show is going to involve and entail is we're going to talk about accidents. We're going to talk about what you need to know. We're going to talk to you how you approach the insurance adjuster, how you approach the insurance claim. How do you prove your injuries, damages, and losses? What do you do? What do you need to know? What forms do you need to sign? What you shouldn't sign, period. You know, and when you make the first phone call to the adjuster after an accident, as Brad just said, they are highly trained. You're not. It's an ordinary day and event for them. It's not for you. You know, Brad, so let's talk a little bit about how we approach giving people information on the accident, the car, maybe accident reconstruction, and then let's get into the damages, injuries, and losses so they can see what these shows are going to be about over the time we're here.
Sure. When you're first in a crash and in some kind of accident and you're now having to deal with the adjuster, you're going to be facing two adjusters, really. You're going to be facing an adjuster dealing with your property damage. And you're going to be facing an adjuster who is dealing with your personal injury. It's very important that you know the difference between what their different assignments are and what their purpose is and their intent is. And when you're dealing with them, what you should or shouldn't be talking to them about, and understanding or being able to have some recognition of why they're asking the questions they are. Are they asking appropriate questions, or are they going too far afield, and what do you want to tell them? When you're dealing with this, and this is an important area because I want everybody to recognize that now, most of the time you do not call an attorney until after you've talked to the adjuster. And most people will be in a crash. They are stunned. They're in a state, a little bit of a state of shock or excitement. They a lot of times don't recognize their injuries at all. Other times they don't recognize the full extent of their injuries. Many times the full extent of their injuries won't be known for days, if not weeks afterwards. Many times they think they're okay and they're just worried about their car. They're thinking about the immediate emergency, the immediate urgency of getting back on the road and getting back to where they were going. If you were in a car crash, the bottom line is you were going somewhere. And now you're not going to be going that somewhere. And you had plans for that day and for the next day and for the next day. If nothing else, it was to get to work, get the kids to school, go see a friend, do things in your life. These are all gone now. They're going to be affected. They're going to be materially affected. And the first impulse is not to go call a lawyer. Heck, I'm not hurt. I'm going to get it fixed. We exchanged insurance information. I'll call up my own insurance company, whom you can speak with a lot more more liberally and disclose a lot more, and I'm going to be contacting the other insurance company. And you're contacting them, and you're trying to get yourself back on the road and back to normalcy. The last thing in the world you think about is calling a lawyer. And this could be, and this may be very much the most important time for you to be thinking about that. And for the most important time for you to be talking to a lawyer is right then. But that's not what happens.
No, it's not what happens. And, you know, we offer a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. We have a book published now with our over 35 years of experience packed into this book and loaded in this book for you. You get a free legal game plan tailored to you, your injuries, your type of accident, your mechanism of injury, your damages, your injuries, your losses. You might need surgery. You might not. Different game plan. You might need neck surgery. You might need neck injections. Different game plan. You might have a problem proving your liability in the accident. It might be a T-bone accident, and everybody says both cars ran the red light. So that you need a game plan on how to prove that. You need a game plan and strategy because the insurance company has a game plan. and strategy. And that's one, not all, but one of the reasons we do all of our shows, including this show. We wanted you to have the information. It's a complicated field. It's a complicated area. Tell you what, go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. All of our podcasts of all of our shows are there. You can listen to them. And also, you can get any of our books free. We have 5 books published right now. You can get them free. You can download an e-copy free at our website, championsofthepeople.com. Or you can call our law firm or the studio, and we'll send you a hard copy free of any of our books or all of our books. Some people order and all of our books. We're glad to do it. All right, so the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, this is an injury show. We bring the show to you. You can submit questions to us at info@bellpollock.com. That's info@bellpollock.com, and we're glad to do it. We want to give you a flavor of what's happening. Now, when you've been in an accident, we usually deal with an example of a car accident. When you've been in an accident, there's certain important things you need to know to do at the scene. If you don't do them right, especially in hit and runs, other type of accidents, if you don't do them right, you're going to have a disadvantage right from the get-go. So we got a break coming up, but right after the break, we're going to be talking about what you do at the scene of an accident. That's how we're going to kick off our show, what you do at the scene, what you shouldn't do at the scene. And you should never just say, I'm not going to call the police, or we'll call you later, that sort of thing. But we got a lot of good, interesting tips for you and strategies for you. Don't forget about our book, Legal Game Plan. All of our books, but you need a strategy and you need to speak to an attorney. Brad said sometimes you're a little bit foggy at the scene. You're foggy a couple, 3 days later. The insurance company wants to take your statement. They're not on your side. They are not on your side. Bell and Pollock, champions of the people. We'll be right back. Injured and confused? Confused about your injuries? Confused about the insurance company? Confused about which attorney to hire? So let's talk about attorneys. Let's get real clear on attorneys. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. You get to choose your attorney. So how do you choose? Experience? Yes. Handles only injury cases? Yes. Someone the insurance company knows? Yes. And respects? Of course. Attorneys who have been very successful representing their clients? Yes. Attorneys who don't deal in a hodgepodge of everything? Only injury cases? Mandatory. Attorneys who know all the tricks of the insurance company? Absolutely. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We do injury cases. We're known as the champions of the people. For a reason. We champion people's causes and legal cases. Our website is championsofthepeople.com for a reason. The reason is you. Come to championsofthepeople.com and see what that choice can do for you. Life has choices. Make your choice count. championsofthepeople.com. There really isn't any other choice.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over 3 decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is our injury show. We do all kinds of shows, and we've explained it to you at the top of the show. We do a regular call-in show at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning at 6:30 KHOW. But this show right here is for you to give you information. Information is empowering. We've been doing it for years. So if you're new to Bell and Pollock, if you're new to this show, if you're new to this concept, welcome. We're going to teach you. You can ask us questions anytime. If you have been injured or a loved one have been injured, you can come in for a free, I mean free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. And it's not just a passing in the night meeting. We spend 45 minutes, an hour or longer with you, whatever it takes, whatever it takes. But our legal game plan for you has our over 35 years of experience packed into the legal game plan. And it tailors itself to your accidents, your injuries, and that's what you need. It's not a cookie cutter mass production situation. That does exist with certain attorneys, but it's not us. And you can see right here, why do we do the shows? We want you to understand. We want you to know. Right before the break, we were talking about what you do. Our usual example here is a car accident, truck accident, motorcycle accident, some kind of vehicle accident. That's our usual example. And a lot of our books, not all of them, are geared around that subject. But you've had a crash. You've had a scene. Let's say you're sitting at a stoplight. You're rear-ended. You know, Brad, let's start educating everybody. What do you do at the scene? And what we're going to get into also is most of the time people in our office say, we say, you're probably going to get blamed for this, even though you were stopped and rear-ended. And they say, you got to be kidding me. I'm going to be, what, it was not my fault.
Yeah, when the crash happens, obviously you want to make sure you're all right and able to address what's happening. And when I say make sure you're all right, what I really mean is, are you able to address and do the things you need to do to deal with the crash that's occurred, recognizing this is a very important event in your life that you're now going to have to deal with that you didn't ask for, but you have to deal with. And if you're not thinking clearly, if you are hurt, then to the best of your knowledge, to the best of your ability, call 911, get somebody else to call 911, get the police out there, get an ambulance out there and get them out there right away. You may at any time while you're at the scene, you may notice and feel that you're not feeling well, that you're having a problem. Get 911 out there, get the police out there. Your car may be disabled, get 911 or the police out there. Most of the time I'd say you're smart and what you want to do is you want to get the police to come to the crash. Sometimes they're on accident alert. Sometimes they'll say, just take the information and do it over the counter. One of the things that you'll hear quite often is they'll ask you is anybody hurt? And when they ask you if anybody is hurt, that's when you have to start thinking. If you're saying you're not hurt, you don't know for sure. You may say, well, I'm not feeling any pain right now. Or if I am feeling pain, well, I'm just feeling minor pain. They'll ask you if you need an ambulance. But and that's something you're going to have to make a decision on. Most people, I've noticed, even when they end out having significant injuries, most people reject the ambulance. They think they're okay. And as I stated earlier, a lot of times you think you're okay when you're not. You're just facing distractions that are keeping you from being able to focus on your body and what's happening. So the first thing when that crash occurs is try and take an inventory of yourself. And take an inventory of what's going on. How did this happen? What happened? Who's involved? Are there other people in my car? Where's the car that hit me? Are there people there? Is that person moving around? Do I need to look for emergency care? Are there other people around that have witnessed this thing that are going to be helping me? Then once you get to that stage, Gary, now you're ready to start saying, all right, I've called the police and I'm going to start exchanging information. And now you're in a gathering evidence. You're really gathering facts and gathering information stage.
Right. And it's very important that you take pictures. And we preach about this all the time. Everybody's got a camera on their cell phone. Everybody's got a cell phone. So you should take pictures. If you're going to move the cars at the scene, we're talking about at the scene, what do you do? If you're going to move the cars, the vehicles, the trucks, whatever, if they're going to be moved, then take pictures of where they are right now. If you can, first you take care of yourself medically. But once that's done, if you're not going to go to the hospital or that sort of thing, if you're capable, you take pictures. And Brad always makes the great point of take pictures in perspective, meaning give some landmarks in the picture. So we're not just looking at, and you're not just looking at the road, the highway. Take pictures of the debris. But if there's a light pole, if there's a gas station at an intersection, take it some pictures showing what's in perspective so it can be determined later where the point of impact was, what happened to the vehicles. That's very, very important. Also, you can take pictures of the other person's insurance card. That's becoming quite common. Not so common a few years back, but quite common now. And you have the insurance information. And guess what? You can take the picture of the driver, the at-fault driver. Take a picture of their car and their license plate because it can become critical later. Because sometimes their insurance has expired, you know, and we're going to announce, we're going to cover the next week, the hit and runs, but that's a UM, uninsured motorist event, and if you have the insurance card, if you have the pictures, we've had cases in our office over the years where the drivers, the at-fault drivers switched. I think maybe when somebody was high on drugs, maybe they were drunk, they switched, and if you have a video of that, that's very, very important. So these things are important at the scene, Brad, but let's get into a little bit. The police come there. You got to figure out who the witnesses are. Let's talk a little bit about this police report, because as we know, insurance companies always look at the police report, and you make a statement to the police officer, or the police officer makes a finding like nobody reported injuries, or makes a finding like can't tell who was at fault, and they're not going to pay you for your next surgery coming up.
Right. If you can avoid moving the cars before the police get there, try not to. I understand if you're blocking traffic or you need to move them to be able to be safe out of the roadway, then yes, you're going to have to do it. But if you can avoid it, then please avoid it. Let the police get there and do their job, which most police, when they get there, they're going to do their job, and that means they're going to look at where the crash occurred. They're going to look where the vehicles are. They're going to note the impact. They're going to note how badly the cars are damaged, and they're going to look at those type things. So please, if you do need to move them, then, as Gary said, take photos. And there, 90% of your crashes that occur, it's going to cause some debris to fall onto the ground. So you can identify where that debris is. If you think somebody slammed on their brakes, there were screeches, and there's any tire marks or anything that allows you to measure that, or to at least take a photo of them, once again, take a photo of it. So, think about what you've done. But don't go put yourself at further risk when you're dealing with that. Don't put yourself at further risk. You have to pay attention to what's going on.
We talk about this all the time. You need, why is this important? How is this important? Why are we even talking about this? Because once you've lived through these cases for over 35 years trying to help families put their lives back together again, and once you hear the insurance company and they're lawyers, they hire the lawyers for those for the at-fault party. The at-fault party doesn't pay for that. So once you hear them say you were in a rear-end accident and it's your fault or partially your fault, invoking the doctrine of comparative negligence, meaning they're going to blame you for part of it so they can reduce the money they pay you, reduce your damages, injuries, and losses. Once you've heard them start blaming you for a rear-end accident, for how could that happen? Brad, let's give some examples. Sometimes they say, well, your car was coming up to a yellow light. We expected you to go through the yellow light, even though it's proper and you should stop. We expect you to go through, so it's your fault. You stopped too suddenly. You stopped way too suddenly. Another one. Well, you were in the left-hand lane. You pulled over real quick and then stopped your car very quickly, and then we ran into the back of you. So that's partially or wholly your fault. Sometimes they talk about the rearview mirror. And in your statement, sometimes people say, well, I saw this truck coming at me, I saw this car coming at me, and then they go after, well, you could have avoided it. You could have done something to get out of the way.
They'll talk about a lot of those type things. They want to talk about the fact that something, an emergency happened up in front of them, and so they had to slam on their brakes, or you had to slam on your brakes, and that caused them to have to slam on theirs, and therefore they're not responsible. It's the person who caused the emergency up in front of you that caused all the problems. They're going to say that you didn't take the appropriate evasive actions. They may say your taillights weren't working. They may say they never came on. It's one of the things you want to make sure you do is if you've been rear-ended, look at your taillights and verify that they did go on. Make sure the police have verified that they went on. So you're not facing that problem in the future. And you're thinking a lot of times these complaints are going to come up right when the police are there, but a lot of times it's later on. It's later on. They say, I was thinking about it, and they're claiming they were excited, they were upset, they weren't thinking clearly, and then they go, I don't remember your taillights ever coming on. And this can be months, if not a year afterwards, and now they're using that as an excuse on why you're responsible for the crash. And right. Why you failed to take appropriate action.
Right. They try to blame you. And the reason is, under the comparative negligence statute in Colorado and in most states, they can reduce your damages by the percentage of your negligence. We're going to cover that whole concept in another show. But that's the general flavor of it, the general idea. If you've been injured, you can call us at 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Or you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. All the information is there. All of our books, you can download a free e-copy. You can get a hard copy from us by calling our law firm, 303-795-5900. What you do at the scene of an accident is critical. And do not just be lackadaisical about it. Do not think it's unimportant. It can be critical, especially when the insurance company is blaming you and their lawyers are blaming you a year from now, 2 years from now. You had neck surgery, you had back surgery, and now they're saying you caused the rear end or partially caused it. And here's what you did wrong. You did this, you should have done that, you didn't do this, and that's how it works. Once you've seen this, once you're educated, which we're here to do, you come to see us. We'll give you a free initial consultation. a free legal game plan, and we have a new book out called Legal Game Plan, and Brad and I put our 35 years plus of experience into that book, Legal Game Plan, because you need a strategy, and don't believe you don't. The insurance companies don't have a strategy. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado, and we've done them for years. We've done jury trials in Sterling. We've done jury trials in Durango. We've done them in Fort Collins. We've done them in Steamboat Springs. We are here for you. If you've been injured, you can get free information from us and a free legal game plan and a free initial consultation. And I'm telling you, some attorneys say you get a free initial consultation, and you may not even meet with an attorney. They want you to fill out the paperwork. We're going to explain to you what the rights are. We're going to explain to you what you should do and shouldn't do. We're going to give you a legal game plan. 303-795-5900. Championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Okay, we talked about the scene of the accident. Now, Brad, you've been injured. And we're going to do a show on these police reports because you will not believe how they try to use these police reports against you, and you need to understand that. But in this situation, you're going to have the first conversation with the insurance adjuster for the at-fault party. Maybe she's going to call you. Maybe you're going to call him. But it's important you know what's coming before you ever say hello.
It is. And you might think all you're going to be doing is calling up and telling the adjuster, okay, I was in a crash and here's what happened and that's it. The words "here's what happened" are going to be very important, because at that point the adjuster has learned to try to dissect your words, dissect what you say in a manner that's going to allow their insurance company and their insurer to pay the least amount to you as possible. That's the first goal, is to pay the least amount to you as possible. And the way they get that done to begin with is by the initial call getting enough information, because once again, they are 90% certain, probably 95% certain, that you have not lawyered up by that time. You haven't talked to a lawyer. You haven't talked to anybody about what you should be doing. They're betting that you probably haven't even talked to your own insurance by that time. They're betting that they're getting you cold. And when they're getting you cold, they know this is the fastest and best time to be able to take advantage of the situation. And what do I mean by take advantage of the situation? First of all, by talking to you and convincing you that what they're doing is the right way to do it, and what they're asking for is the right way to do to give them information, that it's appropriate that you be giving them that information, and that they're going to be doing this in at the very minimum, a neutral fashion to try to get this, help everybody involved. When you get right down to it, they're not. They may be trying to convince you that they're feeling empathy towards you, and they actually want to try and help you, and they're trying to do this in a way to help you. Stop to think about the circumstances. You're talking to an adjuster, a person who is employed by the very company from whom you're going to seek money. And they've been trained. They've been told what to do. And they've been told the techniques and the ways to deal with an interview, to get recorded information, to get information concerning your past medical condition, concerning your job, concerning your finances, concerning everything about you. And even if you think that particular adjuster, maybe they're new or maybe they've convinced you that they care, do you think that the people who have trained them from on high and work for an insurance company that's profit-driven, do you think for a minute they're really trying to figure out how to maximize your recovery and how to take care of you to the greatest extent possible and how to get money out of their pockets and put it into yours?
Right. You know what? You need to think about something else also. Is the person you're talking to, do they get a bonus or rewarded? Let's say they have $5,000 of authority. If they solve your case under their authority, $5,000, which most of the time doesn't even pay the initial ambulance bill. If they do that, then do they get a bonus at the end of the year? Do they get rewarded in some way? Are they recognized in some way? If they save $100 or $1,000 on 50,000 cases, you do the math on that. You can see the motivation. So don't get lured into or fooled by the conversation. You're probably going to have the conversation, but the point is you need to know what your rights are. You need to know what they're going to say and do. You know, and some of my favorite ones, a myth, and it's in our books. One of the myths is, you know, I've been injured. It wasn't my fault. I was rear-ended. Surely some insurance company is going to pay me. Surely they're going to take care of me. Surely they're not going to fight me and be against me because I was rear-ended. I went to the doctor. The doctor said I needed conservative modalities of treatment, and on and on. So, and then, Brad, you know, sometimes the adjusters say, you know, if I can't take your statement, I can't adjust your claim. We're not going to adjust your claim, so you're going to have to cooperate with me. And I'm going to send you a few forms. And, Brad, I want you to hit this one because we talk about this all the time on all of our shows, these few forms. And it sounds innocent, and I need to know your doctors, and I need to know this, and I need to know, have you signed the forms and sent them back to me? And you should not do that.
Well, it's amazing because they'll say, send these few forms so that we can learn about your injuries from the crash. And you think, well, that makes sense. I've got to learn what my injuries are from the crash. So next thing you know, you're going to get these forms, and included in the forms is going to be a packet. There's going to be some information they want to be able to get about your medical condition. And you know, sitting here right now, you're thinking, well, that makes sense. I'd be able to get the medical condition to get the medical information. And then you start looking at the form, and you realize, well, wait a minute. This form says that they can get all my medical information from going back as far as they want. You're going, well, why would they be entitled to that? And then it says they can get all your medical information, not just the medical information about the parts of your body that you say are hurting and they've been hurt. You're going, well, wait a minute. Why do they need to know about everything else that's gone on in my life and all my other medical injuries? And then it says that they can distribute this information to whomever they want in whichever way they want. They can just distribute it out and give it to people. And you know, now you really, you know, if nothing else has put you on guard, that's really put you on guard. Now, you know, Gary, we go back to the beginning. We talk about if these forms are coming from the property adjuster, the person who's trying to determine what your car is worth and how much they're going to pay for your car, you got a really big problem. Because now you know they're coming after you hard and heavy. Because they've just misled you. The property adjuster, the person who's going to see what's wrong with your car, who wants to know if you've got a loan on your car, who wants to know if they've got somebody they've got to pay off, who wants to know what it's going to take to fix your car, who's dealing with the auto body shop, that person has no business getting any information about your physical condition. None.
Understand this. When you make the first call to the adjuster or they call you, and we're talking about the at-fault insurance party from the at-fault person that hit you, rear-ended you, injured you, whatever the trauma was, whatever the accident was, when you talk to them, you need to understand they're your enemy. You need to understand they're your adversary. They are not on your side. And I tell you what, from the time that they say, you know, we want to take your statement, we're going to cover a little bit more about that. But Brad's so right. Listen, when you call and you want to get your car fixed, everybody wants to get the car fixed. It wasn't my fault. You talk to what's called a PD, property damage adjuster. Property damage. There's also an entity, a person called a BI, bodily injury adjuster. But you're talking about to get your car fixed. So you were channeled over to the property damage adjuster. You know, and the conversation might go something like this. Hi, look, I want to make a claim for my car. It was damaged. Okay, let me ask you a few questions. You know, do you have any pictures of your car? Did you take it in to get it assessed and the repairs assessed and an estimate on there? And then, by the way, were you wearing your seatbelt? What does that have to do with the property damage to your car? And by the way, were you injured in this crash? And you hurt your neck. Have you ever had a neck injury before? Have you ever had a pre-existing condition before?
Boy, when that kind of stuff starts happening, you immediately have to go, wait a minute, wait a minute. We're talking about my car. We're talking about you guys getting my car fixed. And if the car has been totaled, we're talking about whether or not it should be totaled, and we're talking about how much you're going to pay for it. I don't know why we're talking about these other things. Because believe me, one of the things they're going to do is later on, they're going to have you repeat it to another adjuster, and then they're going to compare those notes. They're going to see if they can't trip you up by having something a little different that they can make a big deal out of. This shouldn't be a big deal, but they can make a big deal out of. So if the property adjuster is asking you questions about your physical condition, you should be telling the property adjuster, no, I don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about my car. That's all we're going to talk about. If you've got something else you want to discuss, we can discuss it with regard to only what's wrong with my car and the property that was damaged in my car and how you're going to pay me for my car, how you're going to keep me on the road. As far as my personal injuries, we're going to talk to a personal injury adjuster for that, a bodily injury adjuster. Someone who's going to address that. And then when they send you the forms, your response is going to be the same thing. No, I don't think so. I'm not going to sign these forms. I'm not going to sign them. If you want my medical information, if you want my medical records, either I, as the injured party, will gather those for you, and I'll get them put together, and I'll send them to you. If you don't believe that I'm going to send them, if you don't believe that I'm going to be truthful about what I send, interesting that they can pretty much imply to you that they don't trust you, that they don't believe in you, that they want to see verification, that they want to see, you know, even when you say, well, this is the first time I've ever had my back hurt like this, they want to see records to see if that's true. They're in essence calling you a liar right there. You have to understand, when they're saying we want to check all this, they're in essence calling you a liar. Now, they're going to go, oh, no, we think maybe you might forget. Sometimes these things are forgotten and you won't remember them, and that's just a natural way, so we're just doing it so we can recall it and see what's going on. But the minute you say in the recorded interview, I've never had that problem before, and they send out to get the records, and they give them to their defense attorneys, they're going to call you a liar. They're not going to say you forgot. They're going to say, well, that was a deliberate lie. But yet when the adjuster is saying, I want medical records to confirm what you're telling me, they're not saying, well, we want these medical records because you're a liar, because they give you two faces. They give you two directions. They come at you from different ways to make you believe and think that that they're your friend at some point, and then they turn into your enemy very quickly.
Yeah, you know, another myth is you think, well, like, gee, I got to talk to the insurance company. I got to get my car fixed. I was injured. And surely, if I don't cooperate with them, they're not going to help me. They're not going to pay me. And sometimes when you cooperate with them, cooperate, end quote, with them, and sign all their papers and forms, they're not going to pay you anyway. And they're digging for evidence to not pay you. You need to understand they're your enemy. They're your adversary. We've preached this for years. There is a correct way to approach this. There is case law. And so right after the break, we got a break coming up. But right after the break, we're going to talk about this release document. Just sign this release for us, and we'll go get your medical records, and the implication is everything will be just fine. You sign the release. You're not going to believe what's in that release document. You're not going to believe it. Bell and Pollock, go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, 303-795-5900, because we are your champions of the people.
What you see is what you get. What you don't hear is everything. Let's talk about silence, old-fashioned silence. What does silence have to do with injuries? I'm going to give you about 3 seconds of silence. Here you go. Silence is what you get just before a collision. Sometimes in accidents, fast turns to slow and noise turns to silence. Then the collision, then the injuries, then the life-changing event, then starts the battle with the insurance company. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. At Bell & Pollock, we understand that those 3 seconds of silence can turn your life upside down. We know how devastating injuries can be. You may not be able to work. You have medical bills. You need treatment. Listen, don't get hurt twice, once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. Talk to the lawyers who actually care about you, the injured victim. Bell & Pollock, Colorado's premier injury law firm. Our website is championsofthepeople.com, or call us at 303-795-5900. One call, that's all. When you're injured in a car crash, your life can instantly change. You didn't choose to be hurt, but you can choose your attorney. And you can choose attorneys who actually care about you, the injured victim. How? Simple. Find the attorneys who have shown for years they care about injured victims. Welcome to Bell and Pollock. For years, Bell and Pollock broadcasts a live radio show on Saturday mornings just to help people. Bell and Pollock broadcasts 3 different radio shows on Sunday morning on different injury subjects to teach you about injuries. You can listen to or download the podcasts. Go to bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com to listen to the podcasts. Bell and Pollock is the Mad Colorado Victim Support Sponsor to help victims of drunk drivers. Bell and Pollock does all this and more, all for the protection of the injured victim. Trust the lawyers who have shown for years they actually care about the injured victim. That's Bell and Pollock at championsofthepeople.com or call us at 303-795-5900. We'll help you.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over 3 decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Welcome back. Grab your legal coffee, pull up a chair. We're going to teach you some more about injury law. And I tell you what, welcome to our show. This is our inaugural show in KOA. We're so happy to be here. We've been doing injury shows and regular radio shows for years, but we finally come to the station and we've landed on the station. And thank you for listening. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. We're going to slice and dice the injury subject so you'll understand what you need to do and what you shouldn't do, because these people are not on your side. Ask yourself, where do I go to get information? What attorneys do I go to? Who has, over the years, has given us the information? Who over the years spends the time, money, and gives their expertise to teach you and educate you? You'll know the answer. You're listening to the answer. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. You can call us at 303-795-5900, 795-5900. When we're through with you, when we're through teaching you and educating you, you're not going to be taken advantage of by the insurance company. And we're going to get into one show on the police report. Next week, we got a show on hit and run. That's going to be an eye-opener, hit and run. So we cover all of these subjects, and we have 5 books published right now. One's on motorcycle accidents, the definitive Colorado law and guidelines on motorcycle accidents, what you need to do and know. One's called Legal Game Plan. We have one on hit and run. We're going to be talking about that next week. You can get all of our books free at our website, championsofthepeople.com, or you can call our law firm and we'll send you hard copies. Or you can call our live call-in show on Saturday morning at 7 a.m. on 630 KHOW. Okay, right before the break, we were talking about this release document. You know, Brad, and we've been through this time and time again, people come in our office and we said, did you sign any papers with the at-fault insurance company? Oh, yeah, I did. Well, do you have a copy of them? Well, yes, I do. So let's take a look at them. So one of the first things you and I go to look at, so everybody knows, is the release form for them to get your medical records. And then people get so mad. They say, well, they really kind of tricked me. What does that mean? And buried in the middle of this release form, what language do we find?
Well, you're going to find language that's going to say they can get all of your information. They can get it going back and information well beyond what deals with the injured injured body parts that you have. And you're going to find that they can disperse it to anybody they want. They can hand it out almost like it's to whatever index or whatever group they want to hand it out. So all of a sudden you find out that your personal confidential medical information is now free game for anybody to know about. And you're not going to like it. When you read it, you look through it, you're going, well, wait a minute, why is this way? Really, when you start asking the insurance company why they put it in there, they don't have a good explanation. When you ask the adjuster who sent it to you, why do you need this? A lot of times they go, well, we don't really need it, and don't worry, we don't really look at it, and we only really consider the stuff that applies. And you go, then why do you want the other stuff anyway? And when you ask them, well, what do you do with this stuff? Oh, we really don't hand it out to people. We really don't give it to other people. We don't send it to other places. But when you start looking, you're going to find out that's not true either.
Right. You look at the inside of that form, it says, I mean, you have HIPAA rights. Everybody has understood HIPAA rights. Okay. Everybody understands that. Your medical records are private. But when you sign this release, you waive the privacy. It's gone. And it can be revoked, but most of the time the damage is done. Ask yourself this question. And Brad, we do this a lot in our law firm. Ask yourself, if the insurance company wants to help me, if they want to pay me, you're talking to the at-fault insurance company, why do they need to know all of my doctors? Why don't they just get the medical records from the doctors who treated me? I went to the emergency room. I went to my PCP. I followed up with physical therapy. And now I'm into an orthopedic surgeon. Why don't they just deal with those records? Why? And if you sign this release, they have the right to go get your female gynecological records, your obstetrical records, cancer records, ankle records. If you injured your neck, why do they want the records for your left ankle 12 years ago? And so let's cover that a little bit.
Well, they're going to get the records from your if you've got a diabetic condition. They want to get the records if you've got a thyroid condition. They want to get the records if you have high blood pressure. They want to get all those records. And you're going to wonder how, when you go to apply for other type of insurance, all this information is known until you start realizing you gave it out. And they want to get all this other information. At the beginning, it's a fishing expedition. And the fishing expedition they're conducting is one where they're hoping they can gather as much information that they can sift through. And hopefully when they're sifting through it, they can move over to the side certain things that they may be able to blame whatever problem you have on that particular condition. And if they can blame it on that particular condition rather than on the injury from the crash, then they're going to be able to use it against you. So if you've been rear-ended and you've been hit, and you've been hurt and your back is hurting, and they can find where you went to the doctor 7 years earlier or 10 years earlier for a twisted or injured back or for back pain because you lifted up something out of your backyard, then and you got some care, then they can turn that over to their doctors into their accident reconstructions. They've got a couple they just depend on. They know. They know darn good and well they pay a lot of money to. They know these people make a living, and a very good living, may make millions of dollars by giving opinions to the insurance company and by making sure they're smooth and they're really good witnesses and they give nice reports by giving opinions of saying, well, the crash isn't what causes that pain. What causes that pain is the fact that you picked up that item 7 years earlier and you only thought that pain had gone away. You were dreaming. That pain hadn't gone away. It was there, and that's what caused your problem. And they got doctors who will say that. They've got reconstructionists who will say that. And they've got their go-to people that will say that every time.
You have to understand this is a fight. You have to understand you have to have a strategy, a legal game plan. You can get our legal book called Legal Game Plan. It helps you. You can come see us for a legal game plan, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do in this world is ask for help. And if you don't understand how to navigate the legal insurance maze and the legal minefield that you are involved in an accident, you're missing the mark. You can call us 303-795-5900. Ask yourself this question. You ready? Ask yourself this question. If the insurance company is saying they want my medical records, why do they need my medical records for my entire life? Why do they need my medical records for 20 years? Why do they need to know every doctor I ever went to, every surgery, if I had a tonsillectomy, if I had a hysterectomy? Why do they need to know that? And so they're doing exactly what Brad just said. They're going to search your medical records. They're going to turn your records over to a central database because you just signed the release to let them. They're going to search your medical records and see if they can find anything like diabetes, like cancer, anything to blame your injuries on but this crash.
That's exactly what they've got in mind. And if they can get it pulled off, they know that they need to do it before you lawyer up. And once again, what we like to tell you is we're here to tell you what you need to do. And really what you need to do is talk to your lawyer, find a lawyer immediately. But if you decide to go down this road, you need to make sure you're not doing something that's irreversible, something that you're not going to be able to deal with, or something that at least is going to give them an advantage that they should not have, an unfair advantage, and is going to give them a way to harm you in some way in the future. And so we encourage you to understand and know what's happening when you talk to these people and how you want to deal with them and how they're going to deal with you, and understanding where they're coming from and what they're really all about. And, I talk so many times about how we hear people and we hear commercials from lawyers who are saying, just come see us. And we got this kind of recovery, got that kind of recovery. Look at all the millions and billions that we've won. And look at this client who's so happy with us and that client who's so happy with us. But they don't tell you, they don't want to help you to understand what it is you need to do if you don't have a lawyer. And do I encourage you not to have a lawyer? No. But do I understand that quite often you're going to take these initial steps without a lawyer? Yes. And if you're taking these initial steps, at least preserve your rights, not only for this crash, but for things that are going to happen to you in the future, for when you're going to go try and get health insurance, when you're going to go try and get life insurance, when you're going to try to get yourself protected in other ways, and all of a sudden you find out that this personal confidential information that they took based on a release that you didn't understand or they had you sign, promising you they only were interested in getting certain information, but they got everything else, and finding out where they put it and making sure it doesn't come back.
Right. You know, not all lawyers give you the information. Some do. Some are very good. And we know who they are. We are trying to make the point to you that you need an attorney that does give you the information, spends the time with you, so that you understand. You're not kept in the dark. You understand what the rules are. You understand how to navigate the insurance maze. You understand what your rights are. You understand and know what kind of forms you need to sign or not sign, how to approach the insurance adjuster, how important it is, what's the next contact, how do you know, what do you do. That's what we do. We give you the information. You can go to our website at championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. You can get any of our books. They're free. Every Sunday morning we do a blog in the Denver Post on a different injury subject, and that's how we cover that. That's how we try to protect you. We go to great lengths to give you the information because you're educated, then you're taught, then you know what to do. Then it's not a guessing game because you have a legal game plan. That's that simple. You know, there's a case in Colorado called Alcon versus Spicer. What does it mean? Alcon versus Spicer. We live and die by that. That means the Colorado Supreme Court a few years back said the insurance companies don't get all your medical records for your whole lifetime. They should be limited to the issues involved in this injury in this case. Give us a call. All right, next week we're going to be talking about hit and run. We'll open your eyes on hit and run. What do you need to do? What do you need to know? What kind of insurance do you need to cover? We have a book on hit and run. It's called Cowards of the Street. Hit and run because they are cowards of the street. So you're going to want to listen to that show. You can call us anytime. Bell and Pollock, we are injury attorneys. We represent injured victims. We're glad to help you put your life back together again because we are your champions of the people.